Consciousness-based education. One of the main things that got me talking publicly about transcendental meditation was seeing the difference it can make to kids. Kids are suffering. Stress is now hitting them at a younger and younger age, at just about the time they get out of the crib. And there are all these different learning disorders that I never even heard about before. At the same time, I saw the results of consciousness-based education, which is education that develops the full potential of the human being. It's the same education everyone receives, with the added bonus that the student learns to dive within and unfold that self, that pure consciousness. There's a school principal, Dr. George Rutherford in Washington, D.C., who has introduced transcendental meditation into three schools. Before that, the schools were filled with violence. There were shootings, suicide, and violence. But he got the staff meditating, got the teachers meditating, got the students meditating, and watched it all turn around. There's another principal, Carmen Anamdi in Detroit, who introduced transcendental meditation in her school about 9 years ago. The kids meditate 10 minutes in the morning together, 10 minutes in the afternoon, and the school is a blissful school. Those kids are happier, getting better grades, and going out and experiencing all kinds of success. It's something that works. You take in more intellectual knowledge during school because it's so much fun, but you're also expanding the container of that knowledge. You contrast that with what normal education produces, which is a joke. It's facts and figures, but the knower does not know him or herself. One night I saw a play at Maharishi School in Iowa, a school that has consciousness-based education. It was a cold and rainy night, and when I was told I was going to see a high school play, I thought, man, it's going to be a very long night. I was in the middle of this little theater, a beautiful little theater, and out on stage came the students. They weren't professional actors, they were just kids putting on a play. But I was never more blown away. I thought it was better than a Broadway production because what I saw was consciousness on these faces. A lively, glowing consciousness. They had such intelligence and timing, and their humor was right on the money. You don't worry about students like that. They're self-sufficient. They're going to do fine in the world, and they're going to make the world better by being in it. My foundation, the David Lynch Foundation for Consciousness-Based Education and World Peace, was set up to help more kids get that kind of experience. We've raised money and given it to schools all over the country for thousands and thousands of students to learn to meditate. And it's amazing to see kids who do this. Stress just doesn't catch them. It's like water off a duck's back. I want to do this not only for those students' sake, for their own growth of consciousness, but for all of us. Because we are like light bulbs. And, like light bulbs, we can enjoy that brighter light of consciousness within and also radiate it. I believe that the key to peace is in this. If there were 10,000 new meditating students, it would affect this country. It would be like a wave of peace. It's harmony, coherence, real peace. In the individual, the light of consciousness drives negativity further and further away. In the world, it can do the same thing.